Well, as we mentioned in the intro, yes, it is regrettable how long it's been since we caught up with the folks over at Sterling House. This community center based in Stratford's been going strong for over 90 years and have served generations of children and adults. Their mission is to create impactful and inclusive programs and services that engage and cultivate a thriving community. And the good news is Stratford's best kept gift is now available to everyone. It always welcomed anyone, but anyone can take advantage of the programs and services that we may be talking about today with their executive director, Amanda Meehan. Amanda, thanks for joining us again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
So let's get started first by talking about a couple of events that are going on now, and then we'll circle back and remind people toward the end of our chat that, of course, the holiday seasons are always looming when it comes to planning big activities. So we've got a lot of other things to talk about. But for now, the reason that we reengaged is because you've got this fabulous Down and Dirty event coming up. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I would love to. We have a mud run at Short Beach in Stratford on September 6th that is really unique, I think, in that you can run as a family, as a corporate team. You can walk it, you can crawl it. It's ages 8 through whatever capability you'd like to give it a shot. We even have our beautiful Orinoke Village, our over 55 community, has a team this year. And what's unique, I think, and about this kind of event is that it's certainly a fundraiser for our programs and services, but it's bringing together our community and people of all ages and stages to have a really exciting day at the beach. You know, there's like a food pantry obstacle where you have literally a cart of food that you're, you know, taking through the parking lot, and so we try to really weave the mission through the event as well. So it's a really good time, and who doesn't want to start their day?
I think pushing a full grocery cart in the sand is actually a possibility for the next Down and Dirty.
I love that. It is not too late, Don. I'll bring that idea to the committee. We'll see.
See who can get to the finish line first, and then they get to write the check, right?
Yes.
So this is different. It's a 5K, but this is an obstacle race.
Correct. I mean, and if you are a runner, like a Tough Mudder runner or a marathon runner, and you hold us accountable on the 5K, I'll high five and look the other way. So it's loose in that you are running from obstacle to obstacle, to your point. And there are folks who like absolutely tackle each obstacle and get super dirty and super excited. And there are some that high five their friends and say, I'm running around this one. So there's a real spirit of coming together for your community, and meeting your neighbors too. And we get runners from Stratford and school teams and things like that. But this is one of our events that has kind of the most regional impact as well.
And I love the fact that you promote it by saying participants can run, walk, or dance their way through the obstacles.
Yes, or dance.
Can't wait to see the reels on that move. So that'll be fun. And this is coming up, you said, September 6th at Short Beach?
Yes, at Short Beach. And you can find this through our website and on the events tab, and you sign up for, you know, a wave. The other cool thing, especially for corporate folks, we can do a code that helps you encourage your other family members and your neighbors and your colleagues to join. And there's a fundraising engine, so the runners can fundraise for us as well, kind of a la, you know, American Heart Association and those types of run walks. So we've added that element this year, and we're really excited about that too.
Great. Also happening now and into August is the back to school uniform drive.
Yes, it's so interesting. You know, we're 4 weeks into our 9-week summer camp. And yesterday we started talking about back to school because, you know, you go to Target right now and you're like, no, I don't want to look at the binders. But yes, it is happening. That is on August 20th in the evening hours. We do it on the front lawn with popsicles and uniforms. And we're hoping to have some haircut stations this summer. And that event is for Stratford school students. So you have to come with kind of your school assignment in hand. And we promote that event primarily through our food pantry and our resource connection programs to make sure we're outfitting them, you know, those have the most need in terms of supplies. So you can donate off our Amazon wish list, which is on our website. You can bring supplies to the house, to Sterling House, to give us, and we will put all that out and make sure that people have a strong and supported back to school.
Great. In the same vein, and staying with sort of the food insecurity issue and young people, your Food for Kids program, it makes a fundamental difference in the lives of hundreds of young people in Stratford. And I'd like to hear a little bit about that.
Yeah, we started this a few years ago. I think it's been about 6 years, and we do it in partnership with the school district and with Sodexo, which is kind of the school foods provider. Mm-hmm. The school identifies the need, right? Because we're talking about a tier of need that is significant, right? You're going home on the weekend, and you're significantly relying on school meals during the week. So the bags are packed with two breakfasts, two lunches, two dinners, two snacks. And they're all designed to be kid-friendly. So it might be, you know, the pop-top mac and cheese so that the child can make it themselves if needed, and granola bars and oatmeal packets and things like that. And we serve close to 200. And the other really powerful thing for us in terms of kind of connecting the dots and filling those needs is now we have the information for these children and their families, right? And so we can promote our financial aid to make sure that they're also included in our programs. And we can send out information to help them understand that we can also help at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And so it's really strengthened our ties with a tier of family in town that might not be engaging in a way that would really support the kiddos especially, but we have adult programs too.
Right. So you've got the uniform drive, the food for kids, but then the third leg of the stool, not just taking care of their nutrition and finances and making sure that they get off to school looking good, but also you help them to maintain their academic excellence with a really robust after school program.
Yes, yeah. And the connectivity there, you know, we've worked really hard in our fundraising efforts to ensure that those financial limitations are not a barrier to participating here, whether it's sports or after school. And it is really cool if you can get here on a school day at 3:45 and watch these kids come off the bus, you know, because at the end of the day, we're a beautiful Victorian mansion. So they feel like they're home. Mm-hmm. We serve all of the elementary schools in town, and so they run off the bus and they participate and certainly snack and play and playground and homework help and things like that. We do have a few slots open still for the next school year if people are interested. They would need to be attending the Stratford elementary schools because that's who buses here. Mm. But you're absolutely right. And Stratford is beautifully diverse culturally, racially, socioeconomically, and I'm from New York City. We moved here from New York City. And so I'm looking at this special town, realizing that kind of all roads lead to this place, to Sterling, right?
Sure.
And we're able to serve a beautiful cross-section of our community and really invest in this next generation differently and teach them how to love and be with one another.
Yeah. And you convene volunteers and supporters to help their own neighbors through this resource connection program.
Yeah, one leg of the stool. So to your phrase, yeah. Through COVID, we began a senior delivery program to seniors. There's about 90 of them who we work with the Baldwin Center, our senior center, to identify needs there, who are physically limited, homebound, often very isolated. And their neighbors, right, our beautiful volunteers, deliver food to them every 2 weeks at their doorstep, right? And so there's a connection there. There's an interaction there when we call them to kind of get their Peapod order, you know, over the phone.
Yeah.
There's some well check that goes into that as well. And so that is a new service we've been providing since COVID and has been equally as impactful as Food for Kids with the vulnerability of our senior population.
Yeah. How are things going at the food pantry?
Good. You know, I was listening to your last segment with Kathy Meyer, and, you know, we are, all of us are really paying close attention to this critical federal piece and how it impacts all of us. I'm really thankful to be at an organization that has a lot of spheres and a lot going on, but the concern and how that will impact the food pantry is real. In terms of how those dollars trickle down, even how Connecticut Food Share is struggling, what will that mean for their subsidiary pantries like us? So I loved her message, too, of like, you know, tune into your favorite nonprofit and fuel some extra donations there to make sure that everyone's in good spirits and ready to serve through this chapter.
Yeah. In the foreseeable future, as this plays on July 20th, have you had to get together with board and management and start putting some contingency plans in place to either reduce hours, restrict, timing of food pantry pickups or anything like that yet?
Yes, we've gone through a few plans on that level. We made a bold choice to not put federal funding into our 25-26 budget. So that was kind of the first move to create plans. The Stratford community and this greater region that we're blessed to live in is so supportive and is very responsive to a call to action. So I know everyone's staying tuned in. I think for us, you know, some of the things I worry about are like the fresh options. We purchase a lot in that department. We work with Connecticut Food Share too, where we get a lot of that. So I think the partnership piece and how we all solve this together is going to be really important.
Okay. The other thing that's awesome over the 90 years that Sterling House has been in operation there in Stratford is the way that you also provide a home to both community partners and the way you really drill down into some niche groups that might not ever otherwise have a chance to get together or at least not have as frequent chances of getting together with like-minded individuals. I'm talking about your writers group, you give private piano lessons, you have a stamp collecting group.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are my favorite.
That's just scratching the surface. You guys have really, you have no fear when it comes to, unique programming.
Yeah, I think, you know, Cordelia Sterling and the Sterling family that gifted this home to the town to be used as a community center, really wanted it to be the community house, right? And so I feel so thankful in this modern kind of disconnected time that we're living in that these clubs and these evening activities and this convening, to your point, still exist. And it's so important. These stamp collectors are a group of older gentlemen who literally just sit in a room here, have some coffee, and talk about the stamps, right? And they could do that anywhere. And so we want to make sure that those community groups, those nonprofits are welcome here, and our evening and weekend hours are filled with that. And the diversity, to your point, of what's happening on any given day. I always joke, you know, the Arts Alliance has figure drawing where a nude model is in the back wing of our house after the children have left, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2 hours after the kids have left, there's a nude model being drawn in this incredible artistic environment, while up front you've got the Stamp Collectors Club and Love is Love, our pride group, and so the richness of what happens here is really special, and we try to say yes as often as we can to embracing new ideas.
But you also, as a community organization that cares so much, you can't undersell the incredible importance of even, you know, groups of 6, 8, 12 people doing what they love and exploring and following their passion, because it's not only that, it's putting them in proximity with other people so that if maybe something's going wrong with somebody in the group, there's that check-in kind of element where maybe then an individual who might be experiencing isolation or depression or some kind of health problem that they don't notice themselves, maybe they can avail themselves to your great network of other community partners in public health or mental health support or LGBTQ support, right?
And that's the power of our partnerships, too, in the region. We spend a lot of energy making sure we're out and about and know who's out there and what they have to offer so that we can be an arsenal of support in those ways and help people connect the dots. Yeah. It's a really, really special place. We'll have to have you back here soon.
Oh, sure. And really quick, it's not just about the big, beautiful Victorian mansion there smack dab in the middle of Stratford, but you also have a newer facility, and you provide rental opportunities for activities and events and other groups.
Yeah, there's a Aaron's Gym, which was a gift from the Babineau family after a tragic loss of their daughter. They gifted this incredible turf facility in the backyard to us in 2021 that's used for our youth athletic programs. You know, there's a whole other, you and I could spend 2 hours together. We have a very robust recreational sports department here where we do the town sports and basketball and soccer and volleyball, and kids learn to ride their bike in the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So the turf facility has been just such a gift, certainly for summer camp, for our sports teams, and then also for the rental ability, everything from other teams using it to birthday parties. And and that's part of, I don't know if you've seen, but we are, the larger organization's name is moving to Sterling Community Center, at Sterling House, at Aaron's Gym, so that we can start to delineate these facilities and let you know there's a larger mission and vision, connecting all those things.
Yeah. And I wanted to save a minute for you just to remind people that a lot of this can't happen without philanthropy. Even something like $20 or a few hours of volunteer time a week makes all the difference.
Yes, absolutely. We have a tribe of 300 volunteers doing everything from coaching through the food pantry. So if you want to spend a few hours, if you want to be here an afternoon a week, we have options in all of those categories. And dollars make it happen, of course. No,
excellent.
No nonprofit leader would sit with you and not say that.
Yeah.
So we're so thankful for that. There's other options, too. You know, you can send food our way through Amazon and the different links on the website, and the back to school supplies, that's an option too.
Right.
So we really, really appreciate, and it's such a it's a beautifully intimate organization. So
yeah.
your dollar goes very far, and we honor that.
Yeah. And the back to school uniform drive is going on now. Stratford's Dirtiest Day at the Beach, the Down and Dirty 5K Fund Run, is happening on September 6th. So many things. No matter where you are, there's a place for you at the Sterling Community Center and Sterling House. Their executive director, Amanda Meehan, so kind enough to return to the program, even though we've neglected them for so long here on the award-winning
We'll stay on your radar, John, I promise.
Right. We will see you again, talk to you again, looking forward to it. Since 1932, this organization has been creating inclusive programs and impactful activities and services that engage and cultivate a thriving community. And no matter where you are, you can be part of it. Go to sterlingcommunitycenter.org and spend an hour on their website and get to know everything that this organization is about, and try to support them or visit them if you can. Amanda, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.